Jacksonville Transportation Authority commuters will soon have a faster ride between downtown and Jacksonville Beach, thanks in part to an almost $17 million federal grant. The East Corridor, which will also be known as the Red Line, will have 21 stations.
So it's going to originate at Rosa Parks Transit Station downtown. It's going to go out Arlington Expressway and then go south on Southside Boulevard to Beach, and then it's going to head straight out toward Jacksonville Beach.
JTA spokeswoman Leanne Rassler says it will be the longest leg of the First Coast Flyer rapid bus system.
And once it's completed and opened at the end of this year, it will nearly double the footprint of the existing Flyer system, which includes the Green Line up on the north side, the Blue Line on the southeast, and the downtown segment.
The Red Line will have 19 buses running on compressed natural gas. Riders will get free Wi-Fi and mobile ticketing. The system also has technology that keeps traffic signals green for the buses at intersections to help speed up commute times. Buses on the Red Line will make stops every 10 minutes during rush hours and every 15 minutes during off-peak hours. Bill Bortsfield, 89.9 WJCT News.